Good evening, everyone. This, my name is Dorothy Flanagan. I'm alderman for the 4th Ward, and I will be conducting the Committee of the Whole meeting tonight. I think I'm, first of all, I would like to, defer to our illustrious mayor. Or do you want to do the roll first? Okay, we'll do the roll call. Actually, I see everyone is here other than Alderman Pollack, and I'm missing, too. So. other than that, I will defer to...
Thank you very much. I want to begin tonight on a very high note. And there's a young lady watching who lives on Anderson Boulevard. I can't tell her exact address because, based on what I tell you, we'll all be there next year to watch the Swedish Days Parade. She has the best house in town to watch the Swedish Days Parade. I've been watching it there for many, many years. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She's been a longtime volunteer at Delnor Community Hospital, a longtime volunteer at the Congregational Church. She's been a tutor for kids in the school district, and she turned 80 years old on Saturday. So happy birthday to Marilyn Cascaden. She's supposed to be watching this evening, and I'm certain I'll be getting a nasty email from her. Mm-hmm. But I promised her son and grandkids and sister or daughter-in-law that I would wish her happy birthday. So happy birthday, Marilyn.
Happy birthday.
And if the chairman permits, switching gears ever so drastically, I think it's only appropriate that we say a few words tonight with respect to the tragedy that befell our friends in Tucson, Arizona. I've got a couple words I'd like to share, if I may. And I wrote these words for a couple reasons. Obviously, I think they're important, but secondly, I lived in Tucson, Arizona for several years. Actually shopped at the grocery store where the tragedy took place. And I just want to say the following. The events in Tucson this past Saturday have given us all pause on the fragility of life, what can go wrong when the unbalanced become unhinged, when signs are not noticed, understood, or acted upon. Those who lost their lives, and especially the little girl whose life had barely begun, are gone because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And for those recovering, including but not limited to Congresswoman Giffords, they remain with us because of heroes and heroines who were in the right place at the right time. Tonight, I heed the call of leaders of both political parties to reject language that inflames, inspires, or encourages violence against people or property, and ask everyone who share my passion for public service, public policy, and the public good to join me and others to choose their words more carefully and repudiate and denounce those who do not. Please don't misunderstand me. I will and will always encourage and applaud the balanced passion of discourse that takes place in support of or opposition to a particular policy, whether it be at the local level, county, regional, state, federal, or international level. However, I will not, and we must not, be reticent when hate, bigotry, intimidation, fear, or threats of violence is sprinkled throughout speeches, at fundraisers, during television and radio appearances, or during what many consider to be the safe haven of just among friends. There is no longer room for the heretofore rhetorical panoply, oh, don't be so sensitive. They're just words, or gosh, it's just an expression. The events in Tucson and elsewhere have rendered such logic completely, utterly, and unmistakably illogical. The 25,000 citizens of Geneva share in the grief and sorrow felt by the families who lost loved ones in Tucson. We pray for those who are recovering, that they recover fully. And I trust that all of us will accept the calling of our country and its people, all people, regardless of gender, skin color, economic status, religious beliefs, sexual orientation, or nationality, that we understand the impact of our words and are brave enough and bold enough to accept responsibility for them and strike from our dialogue and debate the vitriol that has for far too long that allowed to poison our electoral process and our governing efforts. Thank you, Madam Chairman, for allowing me to say a few words. I hope that these words will resonate and reaffirm our commitment to argue our principles in a respectful honorable and peaceful manner. With that, I'd like to ask everyone to please, in honor of those who have lost their lives, their families, those who are suffering still, just to share a moment of silence so that those in Tucson know that we're thinking of them. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very well said. On that, I'd like to commence the meeting to consider the consent agenda. There's only one item on the agenda. Can I have a motion?
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Alderman Brown and seconded by Alderman Hill. All those in favor say aye.
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 No one opposed, correct? Item number 4A is to consider a draft ordinance adopting the Kane County Hazard Mitigation Plan.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Alderman Marks and a second by Alderman Singer. Are there any questions, comments? We have Chief Olson in the audience, I see. If there's any questions. Yes, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The one thing I missed in this, since it is budget season, is any reference to a cost. I presume this is nearly a cost-neutral item. Is that correct? Thank you.
Will there be any other costs, I guess, involved in the future at all? We don't know.
Future costs in the future, yes. What they okay. Will be, I don't know. Related to this plan, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay.
In order for us to be eligible for fund reimbursement after significant events from the Department of Homeland Security, we have to have a mitigation plan. The county's done it. Typically, in smaller communities like Geneva will pass the ordinance adopting.
This may be more than cost neutral. This may actually help us recover funds in case of a disaster, which we do not hope will happen. But
right. Right. Especially for mitigation prior to the event.
Do I have any other comments, questions? Anybody from the audience? Any questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Let the record show that, how many are there? Nine? Affirmative votes. Next item on the agenda is consider draft ordinance proposing the establishment of Special Service Area Number 29, Roquette Properties, Inc.
Second.
A motion by Alderman Hill, second by Alderman Vogelsberg. Are there any questions or comments? I guess hearing none. Anybody from the audience before I... Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Let the record show again, nine affirmative. Moving right along into item number 4C, consider draft ordinance proposing the establishment of Special Service Area Number 30, Martin Farm Holdings, LLC, Number 13.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown and Alderman Singer. Alderman Marks makes the second. Any questions or comments? These are more or less housekeeping items anyway, but are there any questions from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? May the record show there are nine affirmative votes. Moving right along to item D, consider draft resolution declaring computer parking pay machine equipment as surplus property. I'm sure there's a lot of people who really are happy about that.
Second.
Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Piper. Any comments or questions? Yes, Alderman Singer.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. Mary, how is the revenue that's going to be obtained for this product to determine its price and such as that of the item?
We just talked about that this morning, and we thought we would probably start around the midpoint of the original cost of the equipment, and then it would be placed on iBid.
Okay.
You recall that's the online state bidding website. And to see what we could do from there. But at this point, we actually had someone contact us, but they were thinking of a few hundred dollars that they wanted to pay, and we didn't feel that that was enough.
How many pieces of equipment are there? more than one?
We have the three machines.
Three.
The three electronic machines that we had in the garage.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
You're welcome. Yes, Alderman Brown.
Thank you. That comment reminded me, has the company that originally sold them been contacted that we're putting them back on? Because they may be interested in bidding.
We checked with them immediately, and they were not.
If it goes at a low enough price, they might be. So they should be informed that it's for bid on iBid.
We can do that. We can do that.
Interesting.
I might follow up just with a comment since we have gone back to the manual machines. The complaint rate has gone to virtually
almost
nil.
I would assume so. Unless somebody had trouble folding a dollar bill.
Well, some do practice origami.
Okay, is there any comments from the audience? Any more from the dais? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Let the record show, 9 are in the affirmative. Item number E, consider draft ordinance amending Title 13, Chapter 2, and Title 11, Chapter 6, and 10 regarding public improvement securities.
So moved.
Do I have a
second
motion on that one? I don't know if there's any questions. I'm sure they should be directed towards Mary McKittrich, but I'm sorry. Who is the ones who made the
Alderman Brown
and Alderman Marks? Any questions? Alderman Brown?
Just a simple note that the version we got in our packet has extensive Scrivener's error in Section 6, so I presume they will be cured before we formalize the ordinance.
I'll make a note of that.
Section
thank you.
Six. Any other comments? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
You have them in your copy.
Let the record show 9 in the affirmative again. Well, that was pretty fast. Anybody for new business? Do we have any new business coming from the dais, from the audience? None?
Nice quick meeting, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Anybody who's late wouldn't
this
miss
is all
it.
Housekeeping, you know? So.
I have one bit of news that Alderman Vogelsberg asked that I share with the community, if
good
I may.
And
I hate to be the bearer
please
of such bad news all the time, but a proud 1980 Geneva High School graduate, Joan Lake Livingston, passed away. She married her high school sweetheart, football standout Rob Livingston. She was a graduate of Harrison Street Elementary School. And sadly, she leaves behind her five kids, Lauren, Elizabeth, Philip, Jacob, and Sarah. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Livingstons and the Lakes. As soon as details are available, obviously, I'm certain Alderman Vogelsberg will forward it to those of us who know both the Lakes and Livingstons, and it's very sad news indeed.
It's been a sad day. Okay, we're going to close session on pending litigation, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees, and the setting of a price for a sale of property owned by the public body. There are expected no action to be taken this evening, so we need to check. Oh, wait a minute.
That's fine. Do the motions.
Okay, we have a motion by Dantino, a second by Alderman Hill,
mm-hmm,
and then we do a roll call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll call. Alderman Brown?
Aye.
Alderman Dantino?
Aye.
Alderman Flanagan?
Aye.
Alderman Hill?
Aye.
Alderman Maladra?
Aye.
Alderman Marks?
Aye.
Alderman Piper?
Aye.
Alderman Singer?
Aye.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Thank you and have a nice evening. And thank you, Mr. Collins, for doing such a fine job.